Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, letter number 4965, Baruch Hashem, dated the 22nd day of Kislev, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 17th of Kislev and the one that was preceded that. Again, this is talking about people that were struggling, especially students that were struggling, and they have their, on one hand, they were learning in yeshiva and they wanted to be chassidim, but yet they found the Yetzer Hara pulling at them. They were writing to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, "You write about what you feel that you're drawn into, etc." Guess drawn into negative thoughts or negative things. So the Rebbe says it's known, there are known advice that have been advised in this situation, and that totally removing your mind with force, just push away, that prevents, the Rebbe says, meeting I guess he was influenced by a certain individual. He used to sort of give him maybe a hard time, and he felt like he's been drawn. The Rebbe says not to meet with him to the extent possible. The Rebbe says, don't make it in a way that it's, you can tell, not, you know, just try to avoid him. Try to avoid him. And the Rebbe says, further life, the Rebbe says, family life as the way of the life, as the way of the world. Basically, don't be too over-religious. Abstinence and putting extra stringencies upon you, that have no basis, and that brings to opposite results, the Rebbe says. So, therefore, the Rebbe says, it's understood that traveling for a certain period of time from home, in other words, just not to be home, isn't going to correct, but on the contrary, as Rebbe says. So, I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I think maybe he thought if he left his wife, he wouldn't be there, he would not be tempted or something. I'm not sure exactly what was going on over there, but the Rebbe says that'll be the opposite. The Rebbe says you have to live according to the normal way, without extra stringencies that have no basis. I mean, of course, the halachas, but not extra. And the Rebbe said this brings the opposite. And it was apparently there was another person who, so why does the Rebbe say not to meet with Ploini Ben Ploini to the extent possible? So why does the Rebbe mean to remove your mind? So I think these are maybe two things. Maybe not to think about it, number one. And number two, not to come in. The Rebbe isn't talking about the Yetzer Hara here. It doesn't sound. It says, "Hamaniyim begisha in pleni ben pleni." So it's kind of hard to sort out exactly, make up based on the response over here what the exact the situation is. But the bottom line, the Rebbe says two things or three things. First of all, don't think about it. Number two, try not to meet without making it too obvious. try not to meet with the individual. And number three, live your family life normally. Don't look for extra stringencies. And don't leave the house for some time, because that's not only going to correct, but this is going to cause, and there's more there. The Rebbe says, for sure, you will let me know how you utilize the days of Yutis Kislev and Hanukkah that are upon us as necessary, and it should be very specific reports. And the Rebbe says, Yerotz, there should be good reports. So that's the Rebbe praying. I want to know specifically, the Rebbe wants him to report, and the Rebbe prays that the report should be good, and the Rebbe blesses him for good news.